Yeah, we're just showing the CEOs, right? Because it's a one-time bonus, right? It's a one-time when they purchase the CEO pack. But if all of those people, if you had four of those people become SEMDs, what would your rank be? You'd be a VP, right? You need three, right? You need three to become a VP. And so if you had four, you'd have a spare, you'd be a VP. You do five, you become a presidential, six is a vice chairman, nine is a senior vice chairman. That's correct. Your first three are not your coding. The first three are the coding that your upline has. Now, understand, here's the concept. You're brand new in the business, and you need to rely on your upline and utilize your upline's abilities to help build your organization. And so this is coding for your upline to help drive the organization. But if you are one of those that has great connections, that has great people, and you want to start, sometimes you might want to start with some family members and move up a rank and then start with some of your best people on number four. That's up to you, right? But remember, the bigger the first three build will determine how much coding you get on the fourth one. Because if they don't do anything at all, you're just going to be an RMD or an EMD. If they've actually grown, you might be an SEMD or even a VP by that time. So do you want your first three people to grow? Absolutely, you want them to grow. Because long term, you look at our compensation plan. This is another thing I want you to understand. Long term, the coding bonus is a great bonus, but it's a small percentage compared to the rest of the compensation plan. You'll make more money on residual income. Okay? You make more money on residual income. Now, per person, one coding bonus can be worth a year's worth of residual income per person. But if you're building groups, by far, the residual income is going to be worth more. But the coding bonus is return on your time, okay? And it's to pay you to build legs deep. And it's to pay your leaders. If you have a good leader, even if you've coded out, right? He's at SAMD. Do you want your leader to stop there when he reaches the same rank as you, or to him to continue to grow? Would you like him to go to VP? Would you like him to go to presidential? Would you like him to become a senior vice chairman or even a diamond or a black diamond chairman? Absolutely. And that's what the coding bonus will help do. That's what it's designed to do. Continue on duplicating in new groups because you see, that's the exact same organization we just did. That's the exact same organization we just did. Now the red ones are worth $140 instead of $100. It's the same work, you get paid more money. And now the blue ones, instead of being worth $65, are worth $105. So it's more money for the same work. For the legs, yeah. Remember, SEMD is on legs. That's right. It's per leg on your SEMD requirements. Okay, three legs. Let's go back here. Yeah. The question is again, and it's just a repeat of what we discussed before. For purpose of coding, when you sponsor the first three, there is no coding for you on the first three. That's coding for your upline. And their organization that grows, the coding is still for your upline. But the coding is only on the CEO mega packs. The coding is not on the residual, right? But if you're brand new in the business, would you like your upline driving down and looking for leaders and helping develop your organization? Or would you prefer to do it all yourself? You'd prefer to have your upline, the experienced people, with you. And so this is a take advantage of the strengths of your upline in building. We talk about coding oftentimes about what you get after you've built it up on the next rank. But it's also a bonus that's designed that says utilize your upline. Okay, let's give you a couple more examples here. You do the same thing again, and now if you are a vice chairman with the same organization, instead of $100 on all the reds, you get $180. Instead of $65 on the blues, you now get $145 on the blues. So every time you go up in rank, you make more money. And one way to look at it, I've done this diagram, and we'll include this PDF on the recording, so if you want to go and look at the PDF, you can. But if you look at this diagram, you see how it says SEMD and VP there? If you're an SEMD and you get somebody who becomes an SEMD, you're coded on the stuff before them, but the stuff after they make an SEMD are coded to them. You've now been coded out, as some people say. There's no more difference between what you earn and what they earn. And as they make VP, you still have no coding on them, but there's a bigger organization. However, if you had the same size of organization and you were a presidential marketing director, when they hit SEMD, instead of now earning zero coding, you're now earning $70. Right? So the more you advance in rank, or the faster you advance in rank, the more coding there is that you can earn on. Continue on duplicating new groups. Now, this does a couple things for you. As you build an organization, would you rather build slow or fast? Fast, right? Would you rather have your people building slow or fast? Right? Would I like to get to presidential, vice chairman, senior vice chairman in a couple of years, or get there in 6 months? 6 months would be better, right? And one of the principles of life is, even if earning the same amount of money, if you can earn that in a shorter period of time, excitement goes up. And it actually turns into bigger growth. So if you can put the pedal to the metal a little bit, if you can speed things up, you're going to get better organization. Now, you still have to do the work, right? And we still have to teach and train right, because bringing a whole bunch of people in, there's a phrase in the network marketing called throwing mud against the wall. I'm just going to sponsor them and see what sticks. Is not a great way to build residual income. You still need the training. You still need to teach them. You still need to help develop them. So don't be bringing in more people than you have time to work with unless you have other people that can help work with them. But if you have a whole bunch of people you can bring in and you've got people that you can work together with them, then it's a great system. Okay? So...